Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, welcome to Emotional Badass, where Moxie meets Mindful. I'm Nikki Eisenhower, life coach and psychotherapist, and on today's show, we're discussing permission to be a human body, digging to the roots of anxiety. Understanding myself is key to identifying and releasing what keeps me bound up, tight, stressed, anxious, or apologetic. Many of us misunderstand social anxiety. I am very reluctant to name social anxiety as its own disorder. And I hope the story that I'm about to share that feels very tender to me, I hope it helps you look back on your own life and identify the tender places that were poked in you to lead you to the exact spots that need healing so that you can transcend whatever's holding you back. This is the story of Poppy at the beach house. I don't remember how old I was, and parts of this memory are hazy, but I'm going to share this story. I think I was about 10, about me and the Italian side of my family. And this was the side of my family that had a lot of money when I was growing up. And at the time, at the age of 10, I was very jealous, isn't quite the right energy, because I was very happy that my cousins and my friends got to go on vacations. I thought it was super cool that they could come back and tell me about vacations. But I felt really left out, and I wanted those experiences. I'm a high sensation-seeking, highly sensitive person. Now I look back and understand I yearned to experience things, to feel what different things felt like. And so this summer, when I was about 10, maybe I was 9, Poppy, his name was Preston, and we called him Poppy as my grandfather, rented a big beach house on the coast. I think it was on the Alabama coast, but I don't remember. But I'm a Southern girl, so we grow up going to the coast. Now, this beach house to me was an absolute palace, and I was beyond excited packing for this trip. My cousins from that side of the family were also coming, so we were all going to be together. It was going to be so fun in that very innocent way that a 9 or 10 year old is just pure excitement and is only ready for what's good. And we get to this beach house that's on the beach, and we all could fit. It was the biggest house I had ever seen. And now the things that I wish stuck in my mind, the memories that I wish I had to hold on to, would be what you might expect. Being in the water and being in the sand and making some sandcastles and running around and throwing the ball, maybe playing volleyball. But that's honestly not what I remember. I remember waking up the first day after having a fun night with my cousins. I think we played a game. And I was so purely excited. That's what strikes me about this memory. And I don't know if that connects you to your inner child about just how pure we were at certain ages. And I jumped out of bed. I threw the covers off and I ran, and Poppy was on the porch having a cup of coffee. And his wife, my grandmother, was cooking in the kitchen. But I ran out the door and I threw my arms around his neck and I said, "Thank you so much for renting this beach house." And as I was about to tell him I loved him so much with my arms around his neck, he made the worst face. He said, "Ugh, you are so gross. That's disgusting." And I crumpled. I had no idea what he meant. I didn't know if something was on my face. It about broke my heart coming from that pure, pure place and just such a slam of a shutdown. Well, I was little and I hadn't brushed my teeth yet. That's the last thing I remember from that trip. And almost every highly sensitive person, I want to be careful with saying almost every, but yes, almost every, that was very highly sensitive growing up and just was met with harshness and adults that did not understand the tenderness that was flowing within a highly sensitive child. Reports missing memories, missing parts of their childhood in a way that can make people scared and panicked. It's a common symptom listed in post-traumatic stress disorder in the DSM. Missing time, if you miss time, I believe it's a brilliant part of how our brains work. I know that I had tremendous anxiety. I could not relax in my body after that. The hypervigilance I had about my own body from that moment forward, before I hit puberty, was never ending from that moment forward. Till a few years ago. Looking back, I can understand that my little self, as little of a moment as that was, so few words passed between us. But shame is that powerful. I kept washing my hands. I kept washing my face. I kept showering. I didn't want to be sweaty. I kept brushing my teeth. I could not be present after that. I was in my head. And I believe my system just kind of shut down. And I just kind of couldn't remember. Like a computer that goes into sleep mode. It's still on, but it's kind of not. That's what happens to us. And shame can do that. And I am not saying that Poppy did some horrible abuse to me. I'm saying that just a mindless adult has so much power around a sensitive child.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask them all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? Well, we hear you, and we have been there too. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. Who are we? I'm Dr. Jess Steyer, a public health scientist and also co-host of the Unbiased Science podcast. Every day, I'll chat with one or both of your new pediatrician besties, Dr. Dina DiMaggio, a general pediatrician, and Dr. Anthony Porto, a pediatric gastroenterologist. We'll talk about all the things related to our kids' health, from dealing with a colicky infant to navigating puberty in the teenage years. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, now live on all podcast platforms.
Now, what bothers me about the memory is knowing that he was kind of a harsh man. And I believe had he had more tenderness in him, he could have corrected that moment and seen in my face and felt in my energy how devastated that was for me. And he could have softened it. "Oh, come here. That's okay. Come on. I'll take you to go brush your teeth and it'll be okay. I love you." You know, he could have softened it. And that would have done a tremendous thing for my little body and my little mind. It would have helped me know how to smooth out that edge, maybe not get so stuck in my head. It would have drawn me out a little bit. People have been asking me lately to do more on how to parent highly sensitive children. I hope this story is part of that work. I don't want any of you to take from it that you must walk on eggshells around a highly sensitive child. It's not about that. It's about understanding that there's a tenderness and being mindful of it. And if you start to tread on it a little bit, ease up, pull back, change course, redirect, soften. It would have been a really powerful thing had he been able to say to me in that moment, "I'm sorry, I'm a little grumpy. That was kind of mean. I didn't mean that. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable." Because part of what we're showing kids too, or have the opportunity to show, is that we make tons of mistakes. And when we make mistakes, we hurt each other. And we all do it. We talk too sharply. We snap. We have an attitude in our voice. I'm guilty. We want to cultivate within ourselves and within the children who are around us this comfortability with being able to say, "It's okay for me to make a mistake. I own it immediately when I make a mistake, and that's okay." Those of you who are working on social anxiety, it took me years to figure out how impactful that moment was. And when I figured that out, as kooky as it sounds, I could then say to myself and my inner child, "You know, Poppy shouldn't have said that. He was too harsh. That was too much. Everybody has bad breath in the morning. You were just fine the way that you are. And it's not good to feel nervous all the time. So I want you to shake that off. And when you go in a room, you don't have to think about your breath." When we talk about body positivity, a lot of times what that sounds like in media is about size and weight. It's so much more nuanced than that. I named this episode Permission to Be a Human Body. A lot of my work with people over the years, and it continues to be, is in figuring these things out instead of lumping everyone into the category of "I have social anxiety." After that shaming from him, I had a whole lot of social anxiety. Not before. And that's why a pill wouldn't have helped me with that. It might have taken the edge off. It might have helped me live my life and lower how I feel so I could operate, but it doesn't heal that old wound. Healing that old wound for me has meant being able to talk to myself about it and to have to go through enough life to learn that that's not true. It's the hard part about being a creature that learns. I learned that lesson so well the second it was out of Poppy's mouth. I learned it too much in a way. It's something to know about HSP kids. We will overlearn. And we need help learning kind of the right amount, a balanced amount, an easy amount, and letting the rest go. What really makes you socially anxious? What are the messages you received about taking up space? Human bodies, they have smells, they make noises. They have parts that are wet and moist. They have parts that are dry and need lotion. There are parts that flake off, our hair comes off. Some of us shave our legs, some of us don't. What did you pick up about your human body? Do you walk into the room with permission to be a human body? I hope something about this episode helps you dig to the roots of some of your anxieties, the areas where you're self-conscious, the areas where you might not give yourself full permission to exist, the ways you are delightfully normal, and you can take back more of your life experience back from the shame that you were never meant to soak up in the first place. I want to thank our Patreon supporters. Y'all are the backbone of the show. We have a new goal to hit 250. We spend hours and hours conceptualizing each episode, recording, editing, creating images for each episode. We truly cannot do the show without you. We have been doing it for a year and a half. We have never missed a Monday, and we do more than 4 episodes a month, and we give a Patreon episode. So many of you have been supporting us since the beginning. Thank you for being the backbone of the show. Thank you, new patrons. I want to thank Wendy Reed, Liz, Jenna H., Charla C., Shanna, Melissa, Estefania, Lucy H., Fizzy C., and Christina R. Thank you for being part of our Patreon community. If you would like to get those exclusive episodes, if you would like to participate in the next live Q&A that happens monthly, if you'd like to see me and Chris behind the scenes in exclusive video content, if you'd like to get tips and discounts to our store, come find us at patreon.com/emotionalbadass. I give myself permission to be this beautiful, weird human body, and I hope you do too. I'm an emotional badass, you're an emotional badass, and together we are where Moxie meets Mindful. Bye-bye.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Sleep Cove podcast can help you. Hi, I'm Christopher Fitton, the voice and clinical hypnotherapist behind Sleep Cove. Sleep Cove features sleep hypnosis, meditations, and bedtime stories, all designed to help those of you who struggle at night to achieve a restful and peaceful night's sleep. Search for Sleep Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see why Sleep Cove helps millions of people sleep deeply all night long.